Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey, you guys. Welcome to or back to the Faithfully Confident podcast. And today is going to be a bit of a different episode. Today I'm going to do a little bit of storytelling. And I'm going to be talking about when I received my very first payment of $1,000, and I thought it was a mistake, so I tried to return the money. Have you ever received a financial blessing that you weren't mentally prepared to receive? I did, and I tried to return it. It can be a little bit overwhelming, and I mean, it's natural to feel like it might be a mistake. It's very natural, because it's something that we're not used to receiving. I mean, outside of the entrepreneur world, $1,000, that's almost a paycheck to some people. To receive that in one payment in one day, that's huge. So it might not feel natural and it might feel like a mistake and it can be overwhelming. But what if I told you that sometimes we can be the ones that are blocking ourselves from receiving that blessing that God wants to give to us? We can sometimes block ourselves from receiving the blessings. And we have these big goals and these big visions for our life and our business. But yet here we are going, oh, well, that was a mistake. She didn't mean to send me that money. That's way too much money. Like, what? 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 Oh, looking back, it's so funny to look back on. Because now I've received upwards of like sometimes $5,000 payments in full. And I'm like, oh, awesome. You know, thanks, Lord. Thanks for the blessing. And, you know, very grateful and just kind of brush it off as though it's another payment. Doesn't matter how much, if it's a dollar, $10, $1,000, $10,000, it doesn't matter. It's all just money being received and blessings from the Lord. But in life, we go through different seasons and each season has its own lessons. It has its own blessings to offer. But if we're not mentally prepared to receive those blessings, we can sometimes unintentionally block them from coming into our lives. Am I right? You hear me? I'm sure you've been through that yourself. I mean, for example, other than obviously me having that $1,000 payment and going, hey, I think you sent this to me by mistake and trying to return it. If we have a scarcity mindset and we're constantly worrying about not having enough money, we might be unknowingly blocking that abundance that God wants to provide us with. We are focusing on our lack of things that we don't have, and we don't realize the opportunities that may be right in front of us. If we're focusing so much on what we don't have, we don't realize the things that we do have. And sometimes that, when we're focusing on those that negative mindset of, you know, oh, I don't have enough, I don't have the clients, I don't have the money, I don't have the recurring income, I don't have the sales, I don't have this, I don't have that, they might actually be happening in the back end, and we're just so focused on the negativity that we don't realize they're coming through. And I mean, to be honest, that's what happened to me with the $1,000 payment. I was meanwhile freaking out going, oh, you know, what if this happens? What if that happens? I don't have this. I don't have that. Blah, 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 blah. You get the cycle. You've probably been through it. You might be going through it. But meanwhile, in the background, that payment already went through. It went through a few days ago. Well, not a few days ago, but when that happened, it was a few days ago. So it already happened. But meanwhile, I didn't realize that it happened because I was so focused on what I didn't have and what I wanted that I didn't have that actually I did have, that I mentally blocked myself from receiving that. And when we have focus on that scarcity and that lack, we don't realize the opportunities that are literally right in front of us. They're right in front of us, you guys. Open your eyes. And if we're not in that right mindset to receive those financial blessings, we're going to subconsciously sabotage ourselves and we're going to feel guilty for receiving it. And that's exactly what happened to me is I wasn't in that mindset to receive that blessing. I was in a negative cycle of, rejecting the blessings altogether and not using it in the most productive way possible. I wasn't ready to break out of that cycle. I wasn't mentally prepared to receive that blessing that God was ready to give to me. He's like, here, take the money. Like, I want you to be successful. I want you to be a leader. I want you to have the business. I want you to bless others with the gifts and, the skills that I've blessed you with. Like, I want to give this to you. Take it, take it, take it. And I'm like, no. Like, I'm not ready to get this. Like, this was a mistake, right? Anyways. It starts with shifting our mindset and developing that sense of gratitude for the blessings that we already have. When we start focusing on abundance rather than scarcity, that's when we start opening ourselves up to those opportunities and those financial blessings, the clients, the just all the good things in general, like those moments where you wake up and you're like, is this seriously my life? Like, is this real? Is this happening right now? I've had so many moments like that in my life where I literally just shake my head and go, is this actually happening? Like, is this actually my life? I can't believe this. Like, this is not my life. Like, wake up, Courtney, wake up. Like, you're dreaming. No, like, you can have that in your life if you're ready to receive that and you're open to shifting and breaking out of that cycle and being mentally prepared to receive the blessings. And really, it starts with just having that desire to shift your mindset and develop that sense of gratitude. And that's when the blessings start really just overflowing in your life. When you wake up and you're like, I am grateful that I woke up today. I am grateful that I have a fresh cup of coffee. I am grateful that, I have a roof over my head. Like, focus on gratitude, and you're going to start to notice more things to be grateful for rolling into your life. Like, something as simple as that, it's insane how much your life can shift. And maybe your life might not just be shifting, but you're going to be realizing more good is happening in your life than you realized was happening before. And it's really, really important to be intentional about, oh, pardon me, about our financial goals and how we can use these blessings that we're receiving. Because once we have that money, money needs a purpose. We need to know where this money is going to be going. So figure out, when I receive that $1,000, I'm going to use it for XYZ. Give that money a purpose so that when you do receive it, it's going to be less of like a ah, and more of a like a woohoo. I know where it's going to go. I know how to spend this. I know, how I'm going to use it to bless other people. I know what to do with it. And it's going to be less scary when you start receiving that money because you know where that money's going to go. You know that it has a specific purpose. So set those goals, those intentions on where that money's going to go so that it's, again, less of a ah, and more of a yay when you get it because you get excited about it. You get excited to spread that money elsewhere. You get excited to pay those bills. You get excited to invest in a program or a course or something. You get excited to maybe, donate or tithe a little bit more. My huge goal when I started my business is I wanted to be able to tithe at least $100 a month. That was my excitement with my business, with receiving money, is when I receive X amount of money, I'm going to start tithing more. I mean, I started tithing before I received that money because, trust in the Lord. Now I love tithing. But anyways, I want you to set those goals. I want you to realize that developing a plan for using our money is going to help us feel more prepared and confident in receiving those financial blessings. God wants to bless you abundantly. He wants you to be successful. But sometimes, like I said, we are the ones that are blocking ourselves from receiving those blessings. And simply by shifting our mindset and being intentional about our financial goals and what we're going to use with that money, being intentional with that money, we can break free from those cycles. We can break free from that limiting belief around money and that self-sabotaging cycle of feeling guilty for receiving it. It's time to embrace that abundance that God has in store for you. So, with that being said, I hope that this episode resonated with you and just, not only resonated with you, but helped you to realize that Feeling guilty around receiving money, especially as a Christian entrepreneur, it's so common, you guys. It's so common. You are not alone. It happens to us all. I mean, like when I first started my business, I felt guilty for charging. I wanted to do everything for free. And I mean, trust me, if I could do everything for free, I would, but I would be insanely burnt out. I would be exhausted. I would have no energy left to give to my family, myself, to my relationships in my life. I would just be 100% my business, and that's not what God wants us to be doing. He wants us to be successful and be good stewards with our money and use our money in ways that it's going to be beneficial to the kingdom. So, anyways, I feel like I'm going on a tangent again and getting a little bit off topic. So I love you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to this episode. And if it resonated with you, if you loved it, please, please, please go leave a review on iTunes. It really helps the show grow. I'm very grateful. I love reading all the reviews. So I love you. God bless you. And I will see you around for next week. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at SheBloomsFaithly. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.